The Killer Coin by Doc McCumber. Copyright 2003 by Denny Ray McCumber. Dedication for Wade and Ada Lee Weekly, who would have been proud. Acknowledgements. In the course of any writer's life, there are a number of people who, whether they know it or not, often influence or articulate a writer's quest. To those individuals or organizations who contributed to my growth as a writer, I thank you. I hope that you will find pleasure in knowing that, despite specific mentioning, you, too, were responsible for my success. In addition, I wish to express my deepest gratitude to the following: Columbia Motorcycle for giving me the time off to write, Tech Sergeant Mike Vu, who shared his personal story with me, former Marine Captain Bill Montgomery, who introduced me to the treasure hunt, to those tireless readers, Glynis, Lowry, Bill, Karen, Lenny, Joni, Jimmy, and Suzanne, who gave all and asked little in return, and whose comments and suggestions helped this book greatly. Carl Gillespie of Diversity Design Studio for designing the book jacket, and lastly, to Birdie, my sweetheart, a smart, funny, talented tattooist and painter, whose editing skills and numerous suggestions and loving support ultimately made this book possible. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. Robert Service. Chapter 1. The withering heat of Bourbon Street pressed him deeper into the narrow alley. His composed demeanor belied his frustration and rage. Sweat trickled. His lips parted as searing air burned down his throat. Finally, she arrived and threaded her way through the milling crowd outside the Hotel Montalan. He leaned forward as she moved toward the entrance, displaying her badge. The world flashed white as his pupils narrowed. An arrow of light from her gold shield had found him. When his vision cleared, she was gone. The French Quarter housed many elegant turn-of-the-century hotels like the Montalan. With its ornate marble lobby, woven lavender and blue twill, it coveted the sweet floral scent of bougainvillea. The gilded walls arched toward a gaggle of chandeliers and sparkling lights. Detective Gates figured the rooms started around three bills and went up from there. Smiling, she remembered an old beau explaining the art of seduction.
The better the hotel, the better the sex.
Across the lobby, she saw a uniformed officer step into the elevator and hold the door.
Hello, Doreen.
It was Reese from the 83rd.
Where's the new partner?
His ravaged face needed a shave. The stink of cheap cigars and sweat filled the tiny space. Gates stepped up to the control panel and punched the 14 button, though it was already lit. Her silence echoed during the slow ascent. The activity centered around the west wing, where several firemen were calling it quits. The uniform posted at the victim's door folded up his newspaper and fed Gates the details. His name was Franklin from the 36th Precinct. A smoke detector had gone off, triggering an automatic evacuation announcement and a full firehouse rollout, standard hotel procedure. But it had been a false alarm. No real flames, just a smoldering corpse. Forensics had been notified. Gates pulled on a pair of rubber gloves.
Where the hell is Hill, anyway?
I hear it's pretty grisly in there,
Franklin warned as he swapped places with Reese at the door. Gates raised her finger to her lips.
Shh! Don't spoil it for me, Franklin.
Gates tried the wall switch. Nothing. Apparently the fire department had killed power to the main breaker. She switched on her flashlight and shined the beam along the plaster wall. No electrical panel. Moving toward the tunnel of yellow light, she stepped into the foyer and froze as the curl of pungent smoke hit her.
What's cooking?
The voice from behind startled her. Gates glared over her shoulder at her partner, Bruce Hill. His shirt stained with sweat, he was out of breath and panting like an excited Pekingese.
Only a rookie would take the stairs,
thought Gates.
See if you can find the breaker box,
she instructed. Hill patted down the walls. Gates was no Epicurean, but she knew the odor wasn't right. And what was that sound?
You hear that?
The hiss was low, indecipherable, and insistent. Hill's hand found the box, The lights switched on.
Holy Jesus!